Hi, friends, and greetings today. My, I trust everything is well with you wherever you are. You know, I trust the sun is shining in your heart. It may be a cloudy, rainy, or cold day wherever you are, but nevertheless, regardless of our outward circumstance, you know, we can be happy inside, and that's what the love of God and the Spirit of God is all about. You know, God made mankind for one purpose, that we might in turn honor and glorify Him. And if we will do that, if He is the priority of our lives, then God, you know, He's going to see this and He's going to turn around and He's going to bless us. Don't you want to be blessed of God? I've never talked to anybody that didn't want to be happy, overcoming, and fulfilling. That is the three most important things in people's lives that we get mail from and visit our website. People are wanting to be successful. God wants you to be successful. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to have good health. And He's on the side of good health and prosperity. That's biblical. And there are keys, you know, things have got to be right in our lives in order to get this. So, you know, the real key to life is finding the hidden things. It's always in God's Word and in God's will, and He's not going to withhold any good thing from those that walk uprightly. That's what He teaches us in the Word. So if you'd like to have this tape, you write us, and I'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. And that way you can draw from these truths, and it can help your life. I feel that if I can help you be happy and overcoming and life fulfilling, God is going to see this, and He in turn is going to bless me in some other way in my life. So I've just got that kind of faith in God. And we're talking today from Galatians chapter 5 about the fruit of the Spirit. Incidentally, it says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. And then when this love, joy, and peace is God's inner working in our lives, then it gives us the grace to have the outer working, which is the meekness and temperance and the things that God wants us to manifest in our outward lives. And He said, you know, if we have the fruit of the Spirit, then we're going to be long-suffering. We're going to be gentle. We're going to be goodness, and we're going to have faithfulness and meekness and temperance. Against such there is no law. Who can legislate a law to tell me not to have joy and peace in my life? Who can legislate a law that will tell me that I can't have meekness and long-suffering and gentleness in my life? He said, against such there is no law. People cannot make a law. They may put me in jail, but they can't steal my joy that I have with God. And so is true with you. If you will just let these things be in you, He said, you'll neither be barren nor unfruitful in your life. And so today, let's talk about, you know, if we have the love and joy and peace in our lives, that's the inner working of God in our lives. These are something that we possess in our lives. And then secondly, there's going to be manifested in our lives the long-suffering, the gentleness, and then goodness. And not only that, but there are aspects of our Christian life that's going to be manifested in some other ways, and that is faith. We're going to have faith. We have faith in God. There's faithfulness. You know, there's nothing like an unfaithful anybody, a partner, a person that if you an employer and you have employees that are unfaithful, you can't depend on them to work. So we've got to believe in people, and you establish our trust in you by your faithfulness and your dependence. And we have this example in the 12th chapter of the book of Luke. You know, all the things, if you'll turn and read this for yourself in the New Testament, it tells about all the things that the Gentiles and the world seek after, and the cares and anxieties of this life. What am I going to eat? What am I going to wear? And where am I going to live? What am I going to put on? These are the basic things of our lives, and usually we spend 90% of our time worrying about these things. What am I going to eat? what am I going to drink, and what am I going to wear, and where am I going to live, you know? And you know, God goes on to say, this is found in the 12th chapter in the 22nd verse. He said, you know, all these things do the Gentiles seek after. But you know, God tells you and I, he said, you don't worry about these things. What am I going to eat, or what am I going to drink, or what am I going to wear? He says, you know, where your treasure is, there's where our heart is going to be. Now, God that sees in secret, he says that we know, he knows, rather, that we have need of all these things. He said in Luke 12:30, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. So God knows that I have the need of these things. But he said in verse 31, but seek the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto me. All right. So if I seek to please God, you know, as children growing up, we sometimes pleased our parents and sometimes we displeased them. But when we pleased our parents, you know, we knew that our parent was going to compliment us and they were going to reward us in some way. It may have been just a neck hug or say, I'm proud of you. You make me feel proud. So we become proud children. And our parents are proud of us, and our parents are going to respond in a positive way. So that is the way our Heavenly Father responds, you know. He gives these earthly things that we can draw from to know how that the mind of God works. And so he said, let the same mind be in you which was in Christ. So God lusts to give good things. He said, I will not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. So I trust today that you'll put your trust and your faith in God, and he wants to bless you, and he will bless you. My, it's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's a grand thing to take God into your life and let him bless you and use you for his honor and glory. Let us look, if we may, to the scripture found in this 12th chapter of St. Luke. And he said, life, in verses 23, life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Now, let's draw from there, if we may. We think about, you know, most of our thinking, most of our plans are all around the natural or temporal things of this life. And God understands that. God understood it when he placed Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and man had everything that he needed. But you see, man sinned against God, and they were driven out of the garden. And he said, you're going to have to earn the living, your living, by the sweat of your brow. And that's the way that we are in this situation. That's why we're in this situation today, that we've got to earn a living. Some may choose to try to earn a living by beating and stealing and killing and all these things, but you see, that kind of life, you see, is a miserable, terrible life, and you might get caught. With all probability you will, and end up in prison, or your life be destroyed for these things. So God can give, and he'll give you a life, you know, that's fruitful, and a life that you can be proud of. And so let's think about life being more than just the temporal things of this world. So we have faith, we can depend on God, and can God depend on us? It was certainly God that wrote the Bible, and God that has the whole world in his hand, we can certainly depend on him. And the reason that we don't get things from God many times is because we're living a disobedient life. We're not living a life that the kind of life that God wants us to live. So there is meekness. That's the power of control. You know, God tells us that we are to possess our vessel. We are to have life under control, and we can have self-control. I can give you an example in the Bible. I can give you many, but there was a man by the name of Joseph. The brothers of him became jealous. They moved with envy, and they sold him into bondage. And while he was in bondage, you know, They put him in a, his own brothers put him in a ditch, and some people came along and found him and drew him out of this ditch, taking him, and he was placed in a home, in an environment where that he was in solitary confinement, we may say. But you know, his life was severely tested, and even Potiphar's wife, the king of Egypt, she wanted this young man to, you know, go to bed with her. And he resisted this, and it cost him even more solitarity in his life and much more pain. But he, my friend, he walked away from sin, and he walked away from this temptation. And God, that sees in secret, he rewarded him openly. And you know, Joseph was raised to being the prime minister in the country. So God exalted him because he didn't fail the test. So God brings us into many trials in our lives, you know, and many times we fail the test. But then we can expect another, as it were, trip around the desert for another year or two, or maybe 40 years, until we learn the lesson of temperance, and that is self-control. And so if we walk in the Spirit, he said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we can be led of the Spirit of God. And so he leads us into works, into things that, that exemplifies our Lord. It leads us into the study of God's Word. You know, many people just don't want to study. They're lazy. And you'll never amount to very much in your Christian life if you resist the very thing that God has left in the world to help you to be a successful person. So there are three things that are very, very important in our lives if we're going to succeed, and that is that we go to the Word of God. You know, we find people in the Bible. David, you know, he prayed morning, noon, and night. There were other people that prayed, and they sought the Word of God. They sought the will of God, and he said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So today, many people around the world, even in America, we have Bibles in our homes. Everybody has a Bible that wants one. If they don't have one, they can go purchase one. They are available all over America and most of our bookstores. And there is another important ingredient in our lives to be successful, and that is we spend time in prayer to God. And then worship. You may not be able to find a church in your community, because we're speaking to people that have no churches. But you can worship God in your own heart and in your own sanctuary, right? You can make a sanctuary in your own home, in your own bedroom or whatever. You can call out to God that sees in secret, and he'll reward you openly. I'd like to ask you right now if you would spend a moment in prayer with me. If you're not a Christian, pray that God would open your heart and save you. If you are a Christian, let's pray for others that aren't. Father, thank you for this day and this time, dear Lord, that we have together. I'd ask you, Lord, to hear our feeble cry as we call upon you just now. Lord, bless and help people, God, that may be listening to our voice today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May God bless you. Until the next time.